If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to begin reading tonight, if God will be our help, at verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. The Bible says, "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with Him. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." I want to preach for just a little while this evening. It's got to be my help. So I believe it helps us on affliction here and glory there. Affliction here and glory there. And you know, a lot of times we get caught up if we ain't very careful, and we get the molly grubs, and we get the, you know, this going on and that going on. And I was talking to a young lady, I believe it was Monday night, and talking about the afflictions that we have, and how we sometimes complain, don't we? Sometimes we complain more than some more than others, and we just we got to let everybody know that we've got things going on. But you know what? When we get to thinking about that, we get to realize that there's a good God of glory, and that there's nothing in this world, praise God, that He can't help us with. Amen. And we begin to realize that even though we go through some things, amen, there's a great big God that's going to be there with us. He's done promised that He would be there with us. Said He'd never forsake us. He would never leave us. Amen. That's the promise that we have. And so Paul begins to write here to the Corinthians in the precious right of God. And he begins to try to reassure them and give them some confidence. Now Paul says in verse 16, he said, For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. I won't think if we could get to the idea, and praise God, if we're able to get up every morning, amen, open our eyes, set up in the bed, put our feet on the floor and stand up and head toward the shower, praise God, we ought to give God glory. Amen. We ought to quit complaining so much and just magnify the good God of glory. Amen. I think we've complained too much. These little old afflictions that beset us here in this old world, those too will pass. In a little while, those will be gone. Amen. Praise God, and we'll be glorifying God. But we might as well just do it here. I believe if we just get excited about God and get our eyes fixed on glory and that precious place He's going to prepare, I believe we can get past some of these bully grubs and the murmuring and complaining that we do so many times. Amen. You know, I know exactly what I'm talking about because I is one. Amen. I'm one of those that likes to complain and murmur and say this hurts and that hurts. But praise be to God, there's a God of glory. He said, well, He gave me a blessed promise at one day in a little while, Brother Jeff, He's going to take care of all that. Amen. He is the God of glory. He's able to manifest Himself in us and through us and give us that help that we need. He said, so when we see these things that we go through, Brother Paul said, these are just things that we go through. Amen. Ain't you glad that you go through them? Amen. Hey, what we got to do is just don't get bogged down in them, praise God. Just get to glorifying God for where we're at. Amen. And realize if we're in the middle of affliction, praise God, and we're headed towards the other side. Amen. Praise His holy name. And He's a good God of glory, and He'll be there to help us and encourage us in this way. Now, Paul said, he said, for our light affliction, amen. And now, I want you to notice the weight of this affliction. The affliction that we're having in this whole world is just light afflictions. It's nothing heavy. It's you say, well, preacher, it seems pretty burdensome. It seems like a burden. But Paul said, praise God, it's just a light affliction. Amen. Something that's light. Something, amen, that we're going to be able to manage. Amen. We're going to get past it. We're going to get over it. Amen. For the glory of God. Just praise Him all the way to the house. Realize it. And He's the great big God of glory. And He promised He had not put more on us. And we was able to bear. But with the load, praise God, He'll make a way of escape. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just can't get bogged down. Paul said, hey, listen, just light affliction, which is but, now notice this, I like this right here, but he said, which is but for a moment. Now, not only is the weight light, he said it's for a short time. Hey, no matter what we're going through, praise God, it's just for a little while. You know, most of our afflictions, so-called afflictions, only last 2 or 3 days. Huh? Most of our what we call afflictions seriously only last 2 or 3 days. And they're gone. Amen? They're gone. They're out of the way. They've been taken care of. And man, we've been set at liberty to just go on. We ought to come out shouting. Amen? I wonder what if we, instead of pouting, if we come out shouting, I wonder what God would do for us. And I wonder what He'd do for us, little old church, if we just come out, praise God, from under our affliction. You know where a lot of our affliction comes from? It comes from within. It comes from ourselves. Praise God, we get out from under that bondage of affliction, amen, and get a hold of God and realize that He's a good God of mercy. He's a good God of love and a God ever present help in a time of trouble. Praise God. We begin to see that there's a God that loves us. Amen, there to help us. He said the affliction's light and it's only for a moment. Amen. Now Paul said he had an affliction that was pretty serious. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul talks about that affliction that he had. And he said in verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, he said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. I mean, Paul got to see some things, man. He got to peeking over into the glory world. He got to seeing some things, praise the God, and we just wish we could see. And he said, at least I be exalted above measure there through the abundance of revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So people, Paul said, hey, listen. He said, I had an affliction there. Praise God. It was old devil to buffet me. Amen. Everywhere he went, every time he tried to do something, old devil, it had his number. Sometimes you feel like the devil's got your number. Feels like sometimes he feels like he's just camped out on your doorstep. Every time the doorbell rings, there he is. Amen. I'm like old Brother Plemons, praise God. That's the way it felt like me for a long time. Praise God. Every time I thought I had this thing nailed down, every time I thought I was going in the right directions, amen. Praise God, the old doorbell would ring, and there'd be the devil. Amen. But I'm like old Brother Steve Plemons, praise God. One day I got to realize, in the glory of God, I've got a big brother in Lord Jesus Christ, and I just started letting him open to answer the door. Amen. I said, hey, Lord, how about just opening that door? I bet it's the devil. Amen. And praise God, that makes a whole lot of difference, glory to God. Hey, because he can't get in past the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, if he come in past the Lord, amen, he'd have to come in through the blood, praise God, and he'd be a saved devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, you've got a helper. Amen. Paul said, I had a thorn in the flesh. Amen. But listen to what he goes on to say. And for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. Now Paul said, hey, I had an affliction, praise God. He said, a thorn in the flesh, and I prayed 3 times, God, take that away from me. So what'd God do? God said, hey, listen, Paul. Listen to what he says. Verse 9 said, and he said unto me, I'm like, God, the Lord, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, amen, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Hey, listen, next time you get down, praise God, in our infirmities, let's just praise the Lord. Say, you know what? I may be down, but praise God, I ain't out. He's a good God of glory that loves me, promised He'd help me. I'm glory be to God. Just get excited about the end result. Amen. Just go ahead and settle it in your mind. Praise God that this too will pass. And just give God the glory for the end result before it ever happens. Amen. Boy, you talk about throwing the old devil a curve. If we get to praising God for the end result before it happens. Amen. That's kind of like these little youngins that we want to see saved. These little youngins we want to see get in and pray God partake in the things of God. If we get to lifting them up and go ahead and give God praise for go ahead and getting them in, for establishing, pray God for pointing them right direction. Amen. Just go ahead and give Him the glory. Amen. Before it ever happens. You say, well, what difference does that make? That make all the difference in the world. Amen. Just show God that we're sincere, we're serious, and we believe that He can. But Paul said he had this infirmity. Amen. And God said His grace was sufficient and His strength was perfect in weakness. He said, most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities. That, now listen to this, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in, now listen to this, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities. Amen. That's that weakness and that lack of strength, praise God, will have. Hey, when you get weak and a lack of strength, it feels like you're going down, praise God. Just praise the Lord and give God the glory, amen, for just being your God and knowing there that He's going to be there on time. Amen. God won't let you sink. Amen. We get to crying out to Him, giving Him glory, praise God. He's like old Peter when he began to sink. He said, Lord, help me, and that hand come down. And it lifted him up, pulled him out, praise God. But he said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, these afflictions that I'm in right now, praise God, hey, it's not going to amount to nothing. It's just a light affliction for just a little while. But praise God, he said, this too will pass. Amen. Ain't you glad it all? Hey, it always passes. Hey, history's proved itself. Everything that we've went through, we've went through. Amen. Hey, God's never left us bogged down. Praise God, He'll bring us through. If we just trust Him, He will deliver. He's a delivering God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul said, hey, listen, I was this thing. I prayed 3 times to get rid of this thing, that this thorn in my flesh. But praise God, he said, God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. I want to say, praise God, God's grace is sufficient for us tonight. God's grace is sufficient for whatever we might need, praise God, this evening. There's nothing that God can't take care of. Amen. You say, preacher, you really believe it? I believe it with all my heart. I believe God is sufficient for every day. I believe God's grace, His unmerited favor, praise God, to usward, is sufficient, amen, to take care of every need. I believe He's able to take care of Brother Bill's needs. I believe He's able to take care of my need. I believe He's able to take care of Brother David's need. I believe my God is big enough. Amen. I believe my God is sufficient enough, amen, to meet all our needs, all at the same time. Amen. A lot of times I believe we get back and we sit back in our easy chair and we look at these others and say, well, you know, I'm going to see if God really bless old Brother Bill. And if He blesses old Brother Bill, then I'm going to see if He'll bless me too. But then what we do when we see God blessing old Brother Bill, then we say, well, you know, I believe I'm going to see if God will just really bless old Brother Scott, and maybe He can bless me too. But see, hey, what we're doing is we're doubting God. What He can do for us. But praise God, when we realize that we go through these things, and when we get in the midst of these things, praise God, that we just need to trust God ourselves. See, I can't trust God for you. And you can't trust God for somebody else. But praise God, if you trust God, amen, for yourself, believing that He's able to do whatever exceeding abundant above anything that you ask or hope or ask for, praise God, that He's able to meet that need. Amen. And when you pray believing that you might receive. I believe a lot of times we pray, well, Lord, you know, if you can, you know, how about, yeah, bless me if you can, Lord. Fix this if you can, Lord. It ain't a question about whether He can or not. Amen. It's actually, you know what the question, biggest question is if He does it, are you willing to give Him the glory for it? Amen. That's what He said. That's what the Lord told Paul. Said, praise God. Paul said, hey, listen, said, I'll go ahead. He said, I'll boast and I'll take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, oh, when I come out on the other side, I'm going to come out shouting the glory. Say, Jesus did it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still working in the hearts and the minds of people. He's still doing those things. Praise God. It's not said, hey, listen, we couldn't pin them down all that God's a doing. Amen. Every day he's writing thousands and thousands of books, if you could pin her down. Praise the Lord. The Paul said, I got caught in this infirmity, praise God, but God Almighty moved in the infirmity. God Almighty done that for me, praise God. And everything that I go through, he said, I'm just going to give God the glory. And now Paul goes on and concludes this thing in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 18, very familiar passage. Paul says in Romans 8 and 18, he said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. Hey, Paul said, hey, you know what? He said, I reckon, or I know for a surety, amen, it's been put on record that the sufferings of this present time, right here and now, he said, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. He's talking here about what he has done for us. Amen. This primary preposition in, praise God, is something that takes place in the life of a child of God. That means it took place in time. It took place in space. It took place in existence, praise God. He said it took place. It's revealed in us, praise God, that glory that God wants to be magnified with for what he's going to do for us. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, it's just, he said, I've got hooked up with this thing. He said, I figured that. He said, whether I'm in need or whether I've got plenty, praise God. He said, I just give God the glory. Because if I'm in need, praise God, he's going to supply that need. And I'm just going to praise him for that. Amen. He said, if I've got plenty, praise God, I'm going to thank God for having plenty. Amen. He said, no matter where I'm at, praise God, I'm just going to give God the glory. Because he said, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy, amen, not worthy to be compared with the glory that we revealed in us. Do you realize what Paul's saying here in conclusion? He said, hey, listen, you know what? And no matter what we're going through, when we go through these little old scrimmages of life, these little light afflictions, he said, it ain't nothing compared to the glory that's going to be in us, praise God, when we're presented to the Father. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. Every time we go through something in this world, it makes us stronger. Amen? Every time we go through a lot of affliction here, praise God, it makes us stronger for the next one. Amen. It makes us a little stronger. Every time we go into something and we come out of something, praise God, we look back and we come out a little bit stronger. Amen. We should. Our faith ought to be stronger. We ought to have more praise, praise God. If we realize what God's doing, the way that God's working, the way that God's helping, the joy that God's putting in our hearts, so that we can come out rejoicing in the Lord. So Paul, in conclusion here, he said, the suffering of this present time is not worthy to compare with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Praise God. He reached a point that he says, you know what? He said, you can't outgive God. He said, every time you have a need and you pray, you seek God's face and he meets that need, praise God, and you have another need, he said, God just continually working. And that's a good thing that he does, because if he didn't, he wouldn't be God. But because God loves us so much tonight, praise, he continues to work in us and through us, praise God, and he begins to manifest himself to us and show us, praise, how much he loves us, how much he cares for us. Amen. And every time that we come through shouting, praise God, it gives God glory. You realize God gets the glory for it. So Paul said, hey, these light afflictions that we have, amen, it's not even comparable to the glory that will be revealed in me and you. At one of these days, praise God, God's going to look at us and see what all we came through. Amen. And that blessed hope that's in us, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Hey, we couldn't make it through without him. But because of what he came through, praise God, he gives us that power, that strength, amen. He gives us his strength to persevere. Come out shouting. So Paul, in conclusion, he said, hey, listen, these are just light afflictions, praise God. It's going to not last for a long time, but praise God, God's going to get glory out of it all. So next time, praise God, you get into an affliction, you get into some kind of temptation, some kind of testing, praise God. He said, well, just give God the glory, and it's just going to be a little while, and you're going to come out of shouting. We just settle it in our heart, praise God, that we ain't going to settle for second best. We're going to just give God the glory, realizing He's got something better for us on down the line. So see, Paul done this. Paul was a great man of God. But you know, old brother Peter, he done the same thing. Old Peter, he got hooked up with God. He got the connection. He began to see a vision. He began to have a vision, praise God, of just how God was going. Now old Peter, you got to remember, old Peter come through a tough time. He denied the Lord, amen, 3 times in one night. Yeah, denied Him 3 times in one night. But when he was restored, praise God, he come to himself like that old prodigal son. Amen. He got made things right with the Lord. Asked God to forgive him. Amen. Got his heart right. Praise God. God began to deal with old Peter. Peter had to go through some things. Amen. Through some trials and afflictions, just like me and you. And the Lord told him in John chapter 21, said, hey, listen. He said, Peter asked him about John. Said, what about this fella here? And the Lord says, well, what about it? What if he tarry till I come? He said, you're the one that I'm talking to. Amen. You only one you've got to worry about, Peter, is yourself. He said, one of these days people are gonna carry you around, they're gonna dress you, praise God, they're gonna do what things for you when you're not able to do it for yourself. And one day the Bible teaches that they told that old Peter, he went through some trials and tribulations, and history tells us that old Peter, when it come time for him to die, that he was hung on a cross, and he said, hey, listen, I'm not even worthy to die like my Savior. Praise God, said he died upside down. Amen. But Peter didn't have a bed of roses either. Amen. He went through some trials. Look over at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Peter talks about this. Now, he had a vision of deliverance. He had a vision of praise and a vision of joy. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Peter said this. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That's a living hope, praise God. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So Peter said, hey, listen, he said, I'm just gonna go ahead and praise the Lord. Amen. Peter was looking ahead. If we could ever get a glimpse of what's ahead, it'd help our attitude. It'd help our life, amen. It'd help us to realize that there's a good God of glory who loves us tonight, and He's promised that He'll take care of us. He's promised He'd be there with us to help us in this journey called life. It's that lively hope that Peter was talking about because of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and an inheritance incorruptible. That means it's death-proof and undefiled, which means it's sin-proof and that it fadeth not away. That means it's time-proof, praise God, and that God just keeps marching on for His glory. Amen. And He said it's reserved in the heaven for you where it's kept. Amen. By the power of God. Hey, if you ain't excited about being a child of God, realizing that the glory belongs to Him, amen, you ought to get excited. Amen. Realize, praise God, what God's already promised. Paul said, hey, I've got a realization. He said, I've seen a vision of deliverance, praise God. He said, I'm just going to go ahead and praise God for the deliverance ahead of time. But now notice what happens in verse 6. He said, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Boy, that just throwed a whole bucket of cold water on it, didn't it? Amen. Through manifold temptations. All these trials is coming on you. And Paul was just praising the Lord, giving God the glory. But all of a sudden, somebody throwed a big old bucket of ice water on him. Cooled him down, amen. But praise God, he said, for a time being, while these trials are coming, he said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, when you go through these tribulations and you learn patience and experience and all these other things, hope and expectation that's coming down the line, praise God, realize that, hey, these are gifts that God's a given you, amen. These are gifts that God's a given us through these trials and temptations that we face, praise God, so that we can just give Him the praise and honor and the glory, amen, even while we're in them. Realize that, praise God, this too will pass, amen. Peter said, I'm just going to go ahead and in a vision, I see deliverance. And I said, I'm just going to go ahead and praise God. I'm going to go ahead and have joy in my heart. Praise God, looking for deliverance from the Lord. Amen. Verse 8, he said, goes on, says, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Paul said, Peter said, hey, listen, I'm like old brother Paul said, I've been through some tough times, I've seen some heartache, but praise God, there's a rainbow at the end of the, praise God, there's a rainbow at the end, and I've seen the end, praise God, and that God's going to get the glory, amen, He is manifesting Himself, and through every bit of it, amen, He's going to rise up and help you to rise up above all the afflictions that you're in, amen. He's going to deliver you. So just give Him the praise. Now he says, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Amen. Because you believe Him. Because you love Him. Amen. Because He loves you. Because it's reciprocating, praise God. And you love each other and God's working in your life. He said it's unspeakable joy. It's with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Because God is in the midst of everything that's happening. We must remember that God is in the midst of everything that's happening. Everything around us that takes place, God is in the midst. Amen? He's right there with us. No matter where you're at, Landon, whether you're here or at school or at Papa's house, praise God, God is in the midst. God's watching over you. God's there to keep you. God's to help you. God's to encourage you. God's there to move you along, praise God. And we just keep giving Him the glory. Amen? God just keeps bringing us along. Amen. He never fails us. He'll always be there. You know, a preacher sometimes it just feels like He's not there. That's usually when we leave Him. Amen. We quit expecting. What happens is our faith that Peter's talking about here, the trial of our faith gets weak. Amen. Our faith begins to get weak, but we need to realize, praise God, that we can still trust Him no matter what, because He promised that He would never leave us. He said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. He said, there's a prize at the end of the line. That prize is salvation of the soul. That prize is ultimate deliverance, praise God, through all the suffering, through all the things that we face in this whole world. Paul goes on and talks about a common principle over in chapter 4. I mean, First Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, he talks about this common principle in verse 12. His common principle he brings down to me and you. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, he says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Why do you think Paul mentions the trials, the afflictions? Peter mentions the trials, the temptations, the afflictions. Why do you think they mention these so much? The suffering. Because we all go through it. Amen? We all go through things. Every day we go through some kind of little ordeal, if you will. Every one of us, sometime or another, we'll go through it. We'll go through it at home. We'll go through it at work. We'll go through it on the job place. We'll go through it at school. We even go through it at the church house. Amen? Just because we're in this building doesn't make us exempt. Amen? We have little things that try to beset us. But praise God, he said, certain things, he said, don't consider it strange. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. He said, hey, listen, James said, hey, listen, he said, when these trials, temptations come, he said, not if they do, but when they come, amen. He said, we just got to hang in there, praise God, and just give God glory looking for the end result. But he goes on and says, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen? Did you get that? And when it's all said and done, praise God, we'll just be happy praising God. One of these days when all this stuff, all these, Paul says these light afflictions, amen, these that don't weigh a whole lot, praise God, are put behind us, and we get the glory, we'll look back on that and say, hey, there wasn't nothing to that. Amen. Amen. Hey, I know they're tough now. They seem like hardships now, but praise God, in a little while. He says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. And you go to try to witness somebody, tell them about Jesus, and they don't want to hear it. Amen. Praise God, just tell them anyway. Amen, just tell them anyway, and just plant that seed, praise God. Somebody else come along and water it, and God will give the increase, amen, and then He'll get the glory. And one of these days, when you get to heaven, praise God, you think, well, I didn't do much. Hey, when you get to heaven one of these days, God might pull you aside and say, hey, remember over there and such and such? He said, son, you done good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And you didn't even realize it, but praise God, it was God that does the work. He's the one that gives the increase. Amen. He said, but if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is, listen to this, glorified. Amen. It don't matter what they do with praise, God's getting the glory. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, they persecuted me, they beat me, they put me down. Hey, man, he said, I just counted all glory. Peter said, hey, when you're suffering, praise God, when you go through suffering, he said, don't think it's strange when you go through fiery trials, praise God. He said, just give God the glory. Amen. Because He'd get the glory anyway. Praise the Lord. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murmurer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Amen. He said, hey, praise God. No, hey, when God brings you through, when God takes you into a place, just go ahead and give Him glory and just shout the praises when you come out. Yeah. Amen. You talk about a change in life. You talk about a change in attitude. Amen. People down at the workplace will see a different you. Amen. People down at the church house will see a different you, praise God. People down at your house, praise God, will see a different you. When you go into it praising the Lord, get up and say, Lord, I thank You for this good day that You've made. Amen. And Lord, help me to make the best of it. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and just give You glory and praise on purpose for what You're going to do, what we're going to do today. So a lot of time I think what we do, we get up and we say, well, it's another day. I got to go in there and take a shower. I got to go to work. I got to go down there and do this. I got to go do that. Got to go to the doctor's office. Maybe they'll probably give me a bad report. But boy, I tell you, what if we got up with a different attitude and said, well, glory to God. Amen. Thank God for for giving me today. And wait, hey, Lord, help me that me and You could make the best of this day that You've given me. Amen. Hey, you come, what do you do through those trials and tribulations? Praise God. You come through a shouting. Amen. Just giving God the glory and the praise. This is stuff we have to work at. See, it don't come natural. Because it's like I was saying in the beginning, we like to murmur and complain. Amen? Do you hear what he said here? He said, but let none of you suffer as a murmurer, or as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters. Amen? Getting all hooked up in the world and just complaining and murmuring, amen? Doing things we oughtn't do. Praise God. He said, hey, let's stay separate from that and just give God glory. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Amen? So Peter says, hey, listen, he said, if we're going this as a common principle here, he says, if you're going to go through these things, go through suffering and in order to get to heaven. Amen? If we realize, praise God, we're going to go through trials here in order to get to heaven over there. It's just common principle. It's common practice. That's what it has to be. But praise God, God said He would deliver us. Amen. That He would deliver us. So Peter goes on to talk about this. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter goes on. All through here, Peter's talking about this persecution, about this suffering that we have to go through. In 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 5, he says, likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Amen. Do you hear that, you young people? You're supposed to respect your elders. Amen. That means you say, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. thank you and please. Amen. Look at me. Amen. 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 Submit yourself. Respect your elders. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and give us grace to the humble. How do we get through this life praising the Lord? Just by humble attitude. Just realizing that He's God and we're just man. We're just a little vessel of clay, praise God, and we need His hands on us continually, molding us and making us, transforming us every day. Amen. So humility. And then there's in verse 6, he says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Amen. Bringing ourselves low, so God don't have to. Realize, hey, you know, we're not way up here, praise God. We're just a child of God. Come with a humble heart. First will be last. Amen. Last will be first. He goes on, verse 7, and tells us how to do it. He says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now that casting, it means continually taking your cares to the Lord. Continue to pray in Him and seeking His face, amen, to do the work in you. He says, be sober and vigilant. Amen. Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So see, he said, these trials and things that's going on, he said, we got to be vigilant. So here he says, we come with humility and we come with vigilance. But he said, with humility and vigilance, said we got to have some resistance. Amen. He says, casting all your care on Him, upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. You mean I'm going through some same things that somebody else is? Exactly. Amen. Hey, listen, the things that we go through, praise God, somebody else is probably going through something just as bad or maybe worse. Amen. I tell you, if you want to get hold of something, you go over to the children's wing at the hospital, and you go up there where them little old boys and girls are, and they're busted up, they're crippled, some of them got cancer and different things, amen, and they're laid up there, and they 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. And then we come along complaining, but I tell you what, God help us. Boy, I tell you, if that'll break you. You know, and these TV evangelist stuff, these that say they can go along and touch people and they can be healed. Man, if I could do that, if I could do like some of them fellas, man, I'd go up there and I'd clean that place out. Hey, man, glory to God. If I had that capability, if I had that gift from God, so I could touch people and they could be healed, hey, man, I'd go through that hospital. I'd start on that little children's floor. I'd go through that place like a whirlwind. And when I got done, the doctors would be out of business. Hey, man. But you know what it is? They're a bunch of phony balonies. Amen. Amen. But he said, if we have some humility and some vigilance and resistance, praise God. He said, whom resisteth in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But now listen to what he says. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, there's that limit. Amen. There's that limit on it. That moment that Paul was talking about, that you've suffered a while, make you perfect. That means he's going to fix you up. He's going to adjust you. He's going to tweak you in. He's going to dial and calibrate you, praise God, to get you where God wants you to be. He's going to establish you and put you in a place they want you to be. He's going to strengthen you and give you the power, and he's going to settle you. He's going to put the confidence in you, praise God, to be that child of God. Amen. Child of God what? That can give him glory. He said, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. He said, when you've come through all these things, when you faced all the afflictions, amen, when you're afflicted here, he said, just praise God, because there's going to be glory over there. Amen. We face all these things, all the trials and afflictions here, but praise God, one of these days we're going to outstrip all those. They're going to be put behind us. They're going to cast seed forget. Hey, we're not ever going to remember them again. And we're going to be over, and we're going to be like old Paul. An old devil tried to raise up them. Do you remember them afflictions? We'll look at the old, look at the old devil and say, what's an affliction? Amen. What's an affliction? What's a trial? What's a hardship? What's suffering? Devil, I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is, praise God, there's a good God of glory who loved me and took care of me and delivered me. Safe over in glory. So Peter, like old Paul, he said, hey, you know what? These afflictions that I have here, he said, they'll not be compared to the glory that I'll behold over there. Listen, you know, I want to say this tonight in closing. We'll go through some hardships here, afflictions. We'll be afflicted. Every day there'll be afflictions. But praise God, just think about the glory that we'll behold one day when all these afflictions are put behind us. They'll all pass. Amen. They will pass. All these afflictions, all these trials that we go, they will pass. And if we keep our eyes on the prize, we'll see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We will have we'll have that time of glory. Amen. Glorifying Him. Amen. For the glory that He'll be beholding when He sees us. Because of our faith, we've pressed on. Pressed on day by day. What did Paul say? He said that these things that we face day by day, he said this inward man, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. That's the way we get our help, day by day. Day by day we get encouragement. Day by day we draw closer to the Lord. Amen. We realize that these afflictions that we have, these trials and tribulations in this whole world, they're just fleeting. They're just for a moment. And then when that moment, Paul said, when that moment's passed, praise God, we'll come out and we'll still be giving God the glory because He is the one that brought us through.